You have likely seen the epic battle between Live Launching and Evergreen, and maybe even wondered which is better for your business. In this episode, I'm going to break down both types of launching, who each is right for, and how to choose between the two. So stay tuned. I'm Jess. After launching dozens of courses and generating multiple six figures in revenue online, I have learned the right and wrong way to launch an online course. And in the last 2 years, I have helped my friends and clients generate more revenue with less stress using my aligned launch formula. On this podcast, I'm sharing with you my simple strategies and systems so you can make more money online and make a bigger impact on the world. Keep listening for the Launch Fix podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Launch Fix podcast. Jess here, and today I am talking about one of my favorite topics because it happens to be a little bit controversial. We are talking about live launching versus evergreen. And if you're in the online coaching space, which I assume that you are because you are here, you have likely had this argument within yourself as well as with other people. You should live launch your offers. Like, live launching is great. No, you should only sell on evergreen. And there is really this like at odds war between the two types of launching. In today's episode, I am really going to bust some myths around live launching and evergreen. Which is better? Which should you do? And really help you decide the best course of action to get what you ultimately want, which is more clients in your signature offer. And so you've probably, in case you're not familiar, let's dig into what the difference is between live launching and evergreen. So a live launch is an in real time promotion done live with a set open and close date for your program. This is where you have some kind of launch mechanism, which can either be like a live challenge, a webinar, something that you are giving value to your audience live and in real time, with then a set promotion date where the doors to your program are then open. So live launching can take the place over a couple of weeks. It can be just 1 week. It can happen every quarter. It can happen once a year. It's really up to you, the frequency and the length of your live launch. But live launching by and large is a like pop-up shop for your signature offer. It's where you are giving value ahead of a cart open, cart close period where people can only join your signature program during that time of year. This is something that a lot of really successful course creators do. For example, James Wedmore only opens the doors to his Business by Design program once per year. The program is only available to purchase 4 days out of the entire year. And so this is something that can be incredibly lucrative for certain people, and it's something that anybody can take advantage of. You can have a live promotion or a live launch for your program anytime that you want. But the difference between a live launch and evergreen is the live portion, where all systems are promoting one thing at one time, live in real time. On the flip side is what's typically referred to as an evergreen promotion. An evergreen launch or an evergreen promotion is a simulated launch that is individualized to each person in timing. So what happens with an evergreen launch is that rather than everybody receiving the value at the same time live and going through the same 4 to 7 days of cart open at the same time, you are creating a really simulated launch experience that is individual to each person. So let's say Sally opts into your launch mechanism on Monday. Her doors are open for 7 days from there, where let's say that like, oh gosh, did I already say Sally? I have no other names. Let's say that Cindy and Sally or whatever, Cindy then opts into your launch on Thursday. She gets your launch mechanism on Thursday and her 5 or 7 days starts from there. So it is a similar experience, but it is not done live in real time. It is done simulated in an individual timing. So if you've ever wondered, well, what's the difference between live launching and evergreen? That is the difference. And in the last 3 years of my business, I have experienced doing both. And that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit more in this episode. I have done big live launches. I have had a $70,000 live launch where everybody had the same opportunity to buy at the same time. And I've also made six figures with Evergreen when people were going through a more individualized launch experience. Both of these things work. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode and really figuring out the way that's going to work best for you. So first, I want to dig into some of the bigger misconceptions and mistakes that people make around launching and around Evergreen launching as well. Some of the biggest misconceptions or things that I hear about live launching is that there's this idea of it being this big launch, right? It's this big daunting thing that has a lot of moving parts and a lot of stuff going on, and it feels very overwhelming. When I hear people talk about launching, I tend to hear words like it's exhausting, it's overwhelming, it's all or nothing, it's like a roller coaster, right? There's so much pressure on this one thing to perform. Because if it doesn't perform, you're not going to launch it again for 3 months, and then you have no revenue coming in. It can feel very a lot. It can feel really big and it can feel really scary for a lot of people. And that is one of the things that people don't like about live launching. And so what I see happen is people will go through a live launch, not necessarily get the results or they have the experience that they were expecting, and then say, screw it, I'm just putting it on Evergreen. But when it comes to Evergreen, there are some misconceptions around that too, right? There's this misconception that putting it on Evergreen is like set it and forget it, right? That you just put it on Evergreen and it just brings in sales for you. Unfortunately, that is not how it works. And I've had this conversation with a few of my clients, and I really think that this shift is important. Evergreen doesn't mean never launching. It means launching all the time. It doesn't mean you never talk about your program, you never sell, you just let it do its own thing, like it's this own little autonomous thing over there that's making you money without you having to touch it. No, being on Evergreen means that you are constantly talking about your offer. You're consistently driving people into that launch mechanism, because if you're not driving people to it or spending money to drive people to it, like using Facebook ads, then nobody's going to go through your launch. So rather than imagining it as like this set it and forget it, like, oh, it's on Evergreen, I never have to launch it again, you really are launching it all of the time. And that's not a bad thing. But I think that perception switch is something that's important for people who especially have some like PTLD, post-traumatic launch disorder, where they don't want to launch. And then they go into Evergreen and they're like, crap, this is not better because I'm launching all of the time. Another misconception about Evergreen is that you can just stick your offer on your website and people will buy it. Unfortunately, unless you have like mad SEO skills and like other drivers of traffic going to your website, that it just isn't how it works, right? People are not navigating to your website randomly and purchasing your digital products. That isn't the way that the system works. And so you can't just stick an offer on your website and expect people to just buy it. So there is some kind of sales mechanism with Evergreen. It's not just having a sales page and expecting people to buy it off your sales page. So many people seem to pit these two things against each other. Like you have to choose one or the other. And when I see people create marketing like this, honestly, it kind of makes me laugh and drives me crazy, right? Because there's this war for some reason between, no, this is better, this is better. And we tend to think that there's this very binary, either you live launch or you have a program on Evergreen. And I realized when I was really digging into why my signature program, the Beachbody one, is so successful and how I've been able to really scale that to helping over 750 people in 3 years with one program. And really the key has been, it's both. It's not that I just live launch it. It's not that it's just on Evergreen. I have really created this symbiotic system where those two things work together in a really intentional and effective way. And that's what I want to talk about on today's podcast. The most effective way to create quantum impact with your signature offer is by leveraging both live launches and Evergreen funnels together. And by staying in this either-or mindset and not leveraging both for whatever reason, you are leaving money on the table, and more importantly, you're telling people who want to buy your program that you don't want their business. And that one might hurt a little bit, right? Especially if you're an impact-driven entrepreneur and you want to help people, which I assume that you are. Having this idea that you don't want their business or that you don't want to help them can be a kind of painful realization. But think of it this way. A lot of us have signature programs that are things that people buy when they need them, right? I was talking about this a few weeks ago or months ago about snow boots, right? I did not buy snow boots in September because it hadn't snowed yet. I bought snow boots when it started to snow in January. And thankfully, like Target had snow boots in January because I was buying it when I needed it. And a lot of people are the same way with your programs, especially around certain topics. It's something that they're looking for the solution when they have the problem. And so let's say that you help people with budgeting. They are going to be looking for that solution when they are ready to budget. And if they come across your sales page that says, hey, get on the wait list, we're not launching again for another 6 months, do you think they're going to be like, okay, cool, I can wait 6 months to solve my problem? No, they're going to go find somebody else who can solve their problem right now. That is the way that we work, right? When we have a problem, all we can see is through the lens of our problem and getting that problem solved. And if they want the solution to their problem and you have it, but it's not available to them because they have to wait for 6 months because arbitrarily you decided that you're not going to launch it again, even though there's no actual reason to make them wait, then they're going to go find it from someone else. And this is such an unfortunate truth around the very strict live launching model, is that it leaves people to find something else. And sure, are there people who will join your list, wait the 6 months, maybe they'll buy somebody else's program, but it doesn't fulfill it for them, so they ultimately still buy your offer? Yeah, maybe. But at the end of the day, they still are waiting 6 months to get the solution to their problem, and you're waiting 6 months to get their business, right? To help them get the solution to that problem for no good reason. So it is better customer service to have both of these systems in place, because not only are you serving people when they have the problem that you solve, but you're also creating more consistent revenue in your business and getting rid of these feast or famine cycles where you have money after a launch and then you really like lose it before your next launch, right? Having this like revenue roller coaster that you end up on when you don't have this mechanism in between to really smooth things out financially. So I really believe in creating a symbiotic sales system that leverages both live launching and evergreen to create maximum impact. And if you are a course creator who wants to help as many people as possible, like I believe that you are, this is the key to really doing so. So you may be wondering, okay, but how does that work? Like, how do I have both? And what is a symbiotic sales system? Why are you using that word? You know me, I like sciencey words, and symbiotic is a really great science word for things that work together, right? And so when I talk about having a symbiotic sales system, I'm talking about having a system that works both live launching and evergreen together in a really beautiful cooperative way. And so it really is leveraging both live launching and evergreen used together in an intentional way that serves both things. So your live launches have a really important part of this, right? Your live launches give live value and they build connection in a way that an evergreen launch doesn't necessarily, right? People want to feel like they are on the video with you. They build so much connection with you when you are there live with them, answering their questions, being in the trenches. It feels very personal and very connected when people are going through your live launch. But the fact of the matter is that on average, 95% of people who go through your live launch will not buy your program. And that's just, I mean, that's low, honestly. Industry standard conversion rates is 2 to 3%. I'm giving you 5. So 95 to 98% of people are not going to buy in the course of your live launch. So what do you do with those people? What happens to them? Do they just sit on your list until you live launch again? What is the plan for them? And this is really the conundrum that I found myself wrestling with. Like, how do I keep these 98 to 95% of people engaged and see if I have something that can support them along the way? And that's where your evergreen funnel comes into play. Your evergreen funnel will re-engage them when they are ready and present the offer again. So people who go through your live launch have already seen your offer. They've already been given some value, but for whatever reason, they weren't ready to purchase by the end of your set promotion time. So now they're on your list, and a little bit later, you re-engage them with another free training opportunity or some kind of opportunity that presents the offer to them again through an evergreen funnel, through that simulated launch experience that is individualized to them. And at that time, they may be more ready to purchase the program. Not only do they already know the information because they've already gone through the live launch, or maybe they opted into your live launch and their life got crazy and they just didn't have a chance to go through it. So this gives them like a second chance to see the offer again and open the doors again and give them an opportunity to join the program again. So that is another opportunity for them to join. And so you have this live launch that fills your evergreen funnel with people who didn't initially purchase. And then you'll be driving traffic to your evergreen funnel between live launches using organic or paid traffic, which is something I talk about. And those people will be presented your offer and given an opportunity to purchase it within their own simulated timeframe. And so you know that the people on your list have seen your offer. This is one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're growing their list with just a freebie, is that they're not presenting their offer to their audience in the time where they are ripe. People are looking for a solution to their problem when they download a freebie, when they buy a mini course, when they opt into a webinar. They have a problem and they want it solved. And people tend to want the solution to their problem within the next 1 to 6 weeks, right? After 6 weeks, people don't tend to think that far out with like, oh, I'm going to have a problem 6 weeks from now or more, and I'm going to start looking for a solution to that now, right? People are really in this zone of like, I need this solved within the next 1 to 6 weeks. And so that is really your prime opportunity to present your offer to somebody. But if you're only putting them in front of a freebie and not presenting an offer to them for whatever reason within that time frame, your leads will go cold, is the term that people use for that. They will no longer be in the point of their problem where they are actively looking for a solution. There's a chance that they found it from somebody else if you didn't present your offer within that time frame. So as you are driving traffic into your evergreen funnel, those people will be shown your offer within that time frame, and those who don't buy on evergreen will be launched to live in the future, giving them a second chance. Does that make sense? So your evergreen funnel fills your live launches, and your live launches fill your evergreen funnel, and it works together in this really beautiful circle of helping people when they need it, where they are at. And one feeds the other and ultimately leads to higher conversion rates over time, because people are going to be presented with your offer multiple times. They're going to be on your list, which is going to be a more warm audience member and somebody who knows, who you know has the problem that you solve, who they know that you can solve the problem that they have when they are ready to solve it. And the only thing that needs to happen is those two things need to happen at the same time, which is more likely when you have the symbiotic system. You'll also have more qualified leads and a system that supports people who want the answer now and those who want to think about it more first. So I know that I just kind of got into some nitty-gritty with this, but this is something that I have so much more to say about this. And I'm actually going to be hosting a live training about this in just a couple of weeks. So make sure to follow me on Instagram to stay up to date on when that is coming. I believe that really letting go of the paradigm of either or live launching versus evergreen and really embracing this symbiotic sales system of having both working together at the same time is the way that is going to revolutionize the way that you launch in your business and the way that you serve your audience and the way that you really create the massive impact that you were put on this earth to create. So if this is something you want to learn more about, definitely follow me on Instagram if you're not already at jess.oconnell_. Send me a DM and make sure to stay tuned because I will have more details about that live training coming up really soon. Oh man, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. This was a fun one. I just kind of spiraled right into it, but I cannot wait to talk about this more, and I will see you in my next episode.